You've made it. Welcome to Pedophile Mind Control Initiative Lab. I have to say, I was so happy to have found you on the dark web. You are quite the child porn fan. I did start noticing that you were starting to seek out actual in-person child meat, so this is where I stepped in. I'd rather have you here than you get stuck in the system as a sex offender. Because listen, Dr. Beatrix has much better plans for you. I see you've been frisked by my security guard and have no personal possessions, correct? Very good. Have a seat here while we do some introductory training and data collection. So from here on out, you are now patient number 46. I find it best to let go of all past life identifiers and truly give yourself a new identity here. So, what is your preferred age range and gender when it comes to your sexual attraction to children? What makes your cock throb the most? Don't be shy, patient. You are welcome to be your true self here. 4 to 6 year old girls. Noted. Let me go ahead and program your cock pulsator for your pumping machine and attach various fleshlights to validate your age preference. While I do this, please change into these PMC uniforms. These are made from lightweight material and have an easy access opening for your cock, which is super important. I'll also throw up some images of girls within your age range so we can get your cock erect. Adorable little angels, aren't they? Oh, where do I find my child porn? Well, I have an online hookup, one of the biggest guys out there in terms of child porn production and collecting, and he keeps me up to date with all new content regularly. There we go. I have the 6-year-old design fleshlight attached now, and I see you're fully erect, so let me slide this on. Very, very tight, isn't it? Easy does it. There we go. Yes, nice and secured. I can sense you're already on the verge of coming. Just try to relax your hips. I can see you wanting to buck them up when I put that pulsator on. And also, just take a few deep breaths. In. Out. Good. I definitely won't be turning that machine on. Yet. Now. I'd like to do some pre-experiment data collection. Remember, keep your body relaxed while that artificial 6-year-old cunt is gripping around that cock. I'm going to hook you up to your EEG. It's just a device that helps me collect brain signals as we're speaking, and it will remain secured to you throughout your stay here. Very good. Looks like the connection is secure. Now, first question. Does raping underage girls turn you on? Good, patient number 46. I cannot reiterate enough that being completely honest with me is welcome, and you are encouraged, even demanded, to be your true pedophile self. Next question. Are you ashamed of your sexual attraction to little girls? That is a normal response in the outside world. My experimental pumping trainings are designed to reprogram that part of your brain, and in no time, your feelings of shame of underage child attraction will be diminished. Next question. Does anal penetration to an underage girl turn you on? I am noting a very strong reaction to that question. I need to note the reaction to this statement. All little girls should be free use and three whole sluts. Excellent data. Very good. Let's dive into a few more what I call cause and effect data. I'm just going to go through many statements and note your cock and brain activity. Okay, ready? Here we go. Bald, underage, cunt lips. Little girls in pigtails. Child porn star. Crying toddler mouth around your cock. 5-year-old flat chest and button-sized nipples. 6-year-old rape doll. A camel toe slit and tiny pink panties. 4-year-old holes spread open. 4-year-old gaped asshole with leaking cum. A child's throat filled with cum. A kindergartner with knee-high socks. Kidnapping and raping a little girl. Underage pink creamy slit. Oh, your pulsator is telling me you need a break or you're going to orgasm. So let's take a break, shall we? Okay. Patient number 46. What I'll do now is I'll assign your headphones that you will utilize daily. If you are not within a specific experimental pumping training, I play mantras throughout the day to aid in full mental reprogramming. My patients will tell you my loop mantras throughout the day become something they find necessary and highly desired. Somewhat like a jolt of caffeine for your brain. I'll let you try out one of my first mantra loops, but along with the aid of poppers. I like to utilize poppers in the beginning because they help with emptying the mind and allow my mantras to penetrate your mind easier. I'll start you with one sniff and then play the loop in your headphones, okay? When you hear the word sniff in the audio, you'll know what to do. Go ahead, give me a nice, long, and slow sniff, and close your eyes and listen in the headphones. You are a pedophile.
A pedophile.
A pedophile. You are sexually attracted to children. I accept you.
Accept you.
Accept you. Empty your mind of everything except your true desire.
Your true desire.
Your true desire. Sniff.
Sniff.
Sniff. Your cock throbs the most when looking at child porn.
At child porn.
At child porn. You are a pedophile.
A pedophile.
A pedophile. Nothing else matters.
Nothing
Underage children are what your cock craves.
Craves.
I accept you.
I accept you.
You are my pedophile, and I accept you.
Sniff.
You are a pedophile. You are sexually attracted to children.
I accept you.
Empty your mind of everything except your true desires.
Sniff.
Your cock throbs the most when looking at child porn. You are a pedophile.
Nothing else matters.
Underage children are what your cock craves. I accept you. You are my pedophile, and I accept you. Now come. I want your pedo cock to explode for underage children. Come. Explode. Welcome back, patient number 46. How was that first orgasm within the pedophile mind control?